How many was glad when they said unto you, let's go on the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Woke up this morning, it's nice and sunny, and the sun was shining, and we got out of church this morning. Humid, muggy, and hot. Come to church tonight, it's all rainy and pouring the rain. But the Lord made it all, didn't He?
Amen.
He made the sun, He made the rain. I've been reading Genesis this week. It's not where we're going to go, but I've been reading about the creation. And how God did a little bit at a time, and then He rested. And their evening in the morning was the first day, and then He did a little bit more. And then the evening morning was the second day, He did a little bit more. It talked about all the things He created.
Amen.
And, you know, God's made this day. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. And I'm glad today, no matter how bad we may feel throughout the week or in body or whatever, there's always somebody that's got it worse off than me and you. Amen. There's always somebody that, amen, needs just a little bit more help than we do. And I think I heard somebody say one time, you know, when I start helping people that are worse off than I am, I start to feel a little better.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it is, you know, it seems like I find in my life. That we just like I think Brother Terry said the other night at the ordination, we treat each other above our own selves. Amen. That we can start feeling better in our time of need. A lot of that pain, a lot of that anguish and worry just kind of dissolves a little bit when we're able to, step in and start helping other people with their needs. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to be coming out of Jeremiah chapter 18. This is scripture that's been on my heart all week. And studying it just a little bit and thinking about it. And we're going to do the best we can to do what the Lord has us to do. We're going to take our time. I'll try to rush the Lord. But you just pray for us tonight and do the best we can. Don't know where to go. Just hope that it pleases the Lord. Hope that everybody gets something out of it tonight. If nobody else gets nothing out of it, I know I will. So if you got your Bible, Jeremiah chapter 18, we're going to read down about verse 10. It says in verse 1, word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I'll repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. If you would just for a moment go with me to the Lord in prayer, that He bless this word and He bless this message. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we have to come to the house of God, Lord. We thank you for getting us here, Lord, despite the weather, despite everything that's going on in the world. We pray that you'll help us, Lord, dear God, to leave everything else outside the doors, Lord, dear God, to be able to worship you today in the freedom of your Spirit, Lord. God, that your Word and your Spirit would have free course tonight, Lord, that we wouldn't do anything to hinder it or burden it or anything in any way. God, most of all, that we'd be able to, each and every one of us as an individual, Lord, be able, God, to glean from your words, Lord, dear God, the pages of your word, God, what would help us, Lord, dear God, to grow and bear fruit for you, Lord, dear God, in the coming days and months ahead. We thank you for these things. Use me today, Lord, dear God, as your vessel. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I begin to study this today and began to study it all week. All that was on my mind was about the potter and the clay. I began to look up references to the potter and the clay, and there's not a whole lot in the Bible about the potter and the clay. But I sat and pondered today, and I was talking to Joel just the other day about how I study it sometimes. Sometimes I just have to sit there and read a little bit, and then I have to kind of just go off in la-la land, think about what I read, and every now and then I'll just go back to what I read, and then I'll just look out the window a little bit, watch the nature a little bit, You know, sometimes that's the way it works. It's not like the Lord just gives you something right off the bat. You got to ponder, you got to study a little bit, and you got to think about what He's given to you. Amen. It talks about meditating in the Word and just chewing on some of these things. And as I begin to chew on some of this stuff, the one word that popped out to my mind in my eyes here that I really looked over because I was so focused on the potter and the clay that I forgot all about the vessel. And that's what the Word is that's on my mind tonight. Amen. Lord, help me. Probably preaching on being a willing vessel, being a vessel that the Lord could use tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be a vessel that's going to be able to be used in the potter's hands. Amen. Amen. God, He's the potter and we're the clay. Amen. I believe it was over in Isaiah that says that, where it talks about Isaiah 64, where He talks about our righteousness as filthy rags. Again, he says in verse 8 of 64, "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou art our potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand." Amen. You and I are the work of God's hand today. And amen, I want Him to be able in my life to be able to mold me to what pleases Him. And amen, He knows what's best for my life. Amen. I can look down ahead in the years and months and see and try to figure out what's best for my life, what's best for my household, whether it be money or finances or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Amen. But I want to be able to know that I am moldable and malleable in the hands of the potter today. Amen. To know that He's able to use me whatever way He wants to. Amen. That I'm not so set in my ways that He can look down and say, you know what? Amen. There might be a little spot in the blemish here in your work. Amen. I want to be able to get that out of you and mold you a little bit. And maybe He could say that and I could say, okay, Lord. Amen. I'm just the clay and You're the potter. I want to be a vessel fit for You.
Yeah.
He said in verse 4 there of chapter 18, Jeremiah. He said the vessel that He made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Amen. I'm glad today none of us are perfect. Amen. We all have spots. We all have problems. We all have all kinds of things that keeps us from the blessing of the Lord a lot of times. The Bible says that we're all sinners. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. But I'm glad today it says here, hey, it said, so He made again another vessel. Amen. Has seemed good to the potter to make it. Amen. There's a lot of different things you can get out of that little verse. Just that one verse. Amen. Tonight I think about being born again. Amen. Think about when we come to this world. I believe it was David that said that we're all flesh. We're all weak in our bodies and our flesh is weak. Amen. Jesus even said our flesh is weak and our spirit's willing. Amen. But it says here that the clay was marred. And me and you folks, when we're born into this world, we find that we have an old sin nature. Amen. That mars us in the sight of God. Amen. That doesn't please God in any way. Amen. And one day there's a knock on the heart's door. Amen. And there's a call comes in each and every person's life. Amen. Whether they want to choose it or not, it's up to them. Amen. We find that God wants to take the old lump of clay that's marred, and He wants to be able to make the work again. Jesus said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad He can take that old clay that might not be fit for nothing, me and you. Amen. What I think I was saying about this today. Hey, well, all different kinds of shapes. We think about the potter and the clay. We think about all kinds of different vessels. We think about teapots. We think about soup bowls. We think about all, you know, even they make clay ashtrays and all kinds of stuff. Amen. But I tell you what, I begin to think, believe it or not, what entered my mind, amen, is that old toy we used to, a lot of us used to play with. Hey, when we was a kid, they used to have, they still have it today. Amen. You can take it and you can mold it to anything you want to. Amen. The kid is the clay, is the potter there, and that Play-Doh is what I'm talking about. Amen. It comes in all kinds of different colors. Amen. It comes in all kinds of different forms. Amen. And the kid there can take that and mold that, and they can make little stick figures out of that. They can make race cars out of that. They make whatever they want to out of it, as seems fit to them. I begin to think about that. You know, hey, the word vessel, I begin to think about what that word means. Amen. A vessel is something that contains something. Amen. Where it can hold something. Amen. Also is something where you can contain and transport it to someplace else. Amen. Sometimes in the Bible, ships are called vessels. Amen. They're taking cargo from one port. Amen. Sailing out to sea and they're landing on another port. Amen. That vessel has been able to ship something from one location to the other location. Amen. Me and you as vessels today are not just to be able to sit down on the bench. Amen. Warm the pew up a little bit and get filled and go on our merry way. Amen. Sometimes God calls one of us or two of us to go out and preach His Word. And that vessel has to go from port to port. Amen. Proclaiming the gospel of peace. Amen. And the vessel that's going to be in the ministry is the one that takes that gospel and proclaims it from one place to the next. Amen. Those that sing. Hey, they call to the singing ministry. They'll go from one church to the next church to the next church. Hey, they proclaim something that God has given them and touched their hearts with. Hey, they proclaim the gospel in song form. Hey, they begin to think about that vessel. What a wonderful thing it is to know. Amen. That every now and then when there's something that mars our souls. Amen. It's something that gets inside of us. Like that old grain of sand inside an oyster that creates the pearl. Amen. God can take that little piece as He works with us and puts us on the wheel again. Hey, He begins to work with us and take that piece out. Hey, and He can make again another vessel. I'm glad. Amen. That I serve a God today of second chances. Amen. Sometimes He's third chances, fourth chances. I can't even count on my hands and feet how many chances He's given me.
Yeah, amen.
I'm glad to serve a God. Amen. Who sees something in this old vessel. How we're trying to give for him. Amen. He sees me when I'm down. Amen. He sees me when I'm out. He sees me in the bed chamber. He sees me in the most private areas of my life. Hey, and he sees, he looks way down and hit the tail. Hey, there's something that's on that wheel. Amen. Might have to get on the wheel again a little bit longer. Hey, but there's something in that. In that old vessel that's willing to be used. And I can use something for something.
Yeah. Amen.
That clay's got to be wet. It's got to be moldable. You have to think about that vessel. You know, in Revelation, and I'm probably just going to popcorn scriptures here, but in Revelation it says in the second chapter and in the 27th verse when He's talking to the churches, Jesus said, "And He shall rule with them with the rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father." Begin to think about that. If you're a vessel that God can use. Now notice, the clay was still moldable. It was still wet on the wheel. Hey, I don't know if anybody's seen pottery or anything. You go down to Gatlinburg or wherever it is, they have it. They got them live pottery shows. I've seen them on TV too. I remember when I was a kid. Hey, man, boy, you just glued to the TV watching how they do that. They'll take a little bit of water. Amen. They'll get it on their hands so that they can work with that clay and it won't be all sticky. And they'll get that wheel going. They'll tap that foot and that wheel just starts to spin. Hey, they'll get that water and they'll get that clay a little bit wet. And they'll just take a little bit piece at a time. And all of a sudden you start seeing the thing grow. Right. Amen. You start seeing it grow, whatever. It could be a pitcher. It could be any kind of vessel. Yeah. They'll take that wheel and they'll start applying a little bit of hand grease to it. Hey, it'll begin to grow. Hey, they continue to work with it until it becomes a form of something. Yeah. Amen. I think about how God shapes our lives.
Yeah.
Amen. How He wants to shape our life. Wants us to be something that grows. Amen. Something that where the tree's not dead. Touch twice dead, plucked up by the roots. He wants to be able to have somebody He can work with. Amen. Amen. That's willing to bear fruit for Him.
Amen.
Think about that vessel. Think about how if it's moldable and it's and we're willing, we can come with a contrite heart. We can come with a contrite spirit and the tears wash down our eyes. Amen. And that's the water that wets our souls so that God could take and be able to work with it on the wheel.
Amen.
But you get all dried up on the Lord and see what happens. Amen. They put that fire, they put that that clay in the fire and it begins to heat up. Boy, I tell you what, that shows who you really are when you get in the fire. Amen. That clay is put on that big old block. Amen. That spoon, whatever they call that thing, and they put that in that clay, that heat. Amen. That furnace is so hot. Amen. They'll leave it in there for a few minutes or a few hours. I don't know how long they leave it in there. Hey, and all of a sudden that clay that used to be able to be pliable and malleable, hey, man, it's no longer that way. It's set. There ain't nothing that potter can do to make it any better. There ain't nothing that potter can do to save it. Once it's set, it's set. Hey, man, and if you ain't where God can use you and you get all cold and hard on the Lord, hey, man, there might be a chance where there's some breaking happening. Hey, man, I just read in Revelation where it talked about slivers and pots and all that. When you take and you take a piece of glass, now we bring it up to date. We take a piece of glass, that's a same kind of thing. It's a glass work, kind of the same craft. And you break that dish, I mean, you can't really do nothing else with it. Hey, you can glue all the pieces back together, but it never is the same as what it was. Amen. I believe it's over in 1st or 2nd Peter where it talks about, hey, woe unto them, amen, who leave leave what God has had them to do. It said it's worse than them. Amen. And the first time that they come back, amen, if they leave the Lord, it's worse on them the next time they try to come back. Amen. It's really important. Amen. I really like what the service that happened the other night for Brother Caleb. I really enjoyed that. It was talking about crucifying the flesh. Amen. A lot of times in this life, the flesh takes over. Amen. We find ourselves growing cold on the Lord. Hey, find ourselves growing tired and weary. Amen. And our clay is not as moldable as what it used to be. Amen. We find ourselves and we get broke and we get broke down. Hey, God's wanting to use us. Amen. But we've got so hard on Him and so cold on Him that He has to do a little breaking to get a little thing, get something to come through.
Amen.
That heart's got cold. God has to break that heart afresh.
Yeah.
Amen. And get down into the depths of that. Where that heart of stone once was. That's become a heart of flesh. That old stone's trying to grow back over. Amen. God has to break that stone to get back down to that flesh. Amen. Where His Spirit dwells. Amen. And I tell you what. Hey, He wants to be able to take the vessel. He wants that vessel. He knows what's best for that vessel. He wants to be able to use it mightily in a mighty way. Hey, we look through the years. We see the apostles. We see the prophets. Hey, that God used in a mighty way. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be that kind of person that somebody can look back on my life.
Amen.
Amen. To be able to say, well, that man served the Lord. That man did many great things for the Lord. Hey, and the Lord was with him. And he fulfilled and he fueled his ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to be able to have that kind of legacy to leave behind.
Yeah.
Amen. To whoever's left you on this earth.
Amen.
Should the Lord tarry. But it takes submitting yourself to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says we submit ourselves unto Him. Amen. We resist the devil and he has to flee.
Yeah.
But we have to submit ourselves to His will. Amen. Today there's so many people today. Amen. It's grown hard. Our hearts have gotten hard on the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in Timothy over there that their conscience is seared. Amen. With a hot iron. It's fit for nothing anymore. Amen. God can't really use them. They've got so hard, so cold on the Lord. The Bible says in the last days, because iniquity shall abound, hey, the love of many shall wax cold. Hey, man, the hearts are getting cold.
Amen.
Hey, man, and that ain't fit for nothing but to cast over to the old scrap heap.
Amen.
Hey, because God can't use a vessel, hey, man, that's not pliable in His hand.
Amen.
He said in verse 6 there, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. I could look at that verse and proclaim the same thing to America. Oh, America. Amen. Cannot God do with us as He does, the potter does with the clay? Hey, as the potter, as the clay is in the hand of the potter, so this nation is in the hand of the Lord. You look in the next verse and it basically says that. He didn't say just Israel the next verse. He said nation. He said any nation.
Right.
He said, at what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy. In other words, if I come and proclaim destruction on a nation.
Yeah.
And he says, if that nation, I'm reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, it says, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them.
Amen.
Amen. If the nation turns from their evil, God will change His mind and not do evil to them.
Amen.
But notice this. This reminds me of Deuteronomy 28 too, about being blessed. Being blessed if you obey the Lord, but if you disobey the Lord, you're cursed. It says, and at that one instant, I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit thee. Amen. God has promised Israel a lot of good. We find that Israel a lot of times has turned their back on the Lord. And God wasn't able to use them as He would like to. Hey, because where He could have spent time blessing them, He has to spend time chastising them.
Amen.
Amen. And not being able to bless them.
Amen.
I tell you what, we're finding ourselves in that kind of state today with the world the way it is, with the laws they're passing. But I tell you what, Amen. Whatever laws they make, it don't matter. Amen. It begins right now with you and me.
Amen.
It begins in the home. It begins in the house that we have control over. Amen. If we can't find ourselves being moldable by the hand of the Lord, hey, can't find ourselves in a situation where we say, God, I repent of the evil which I've done, and I want you to do good to me and my house. Amen. Then we're doomed for destruction in the devil's hand. God wants a vessel he can use. He wants a vessel not only that can carry, amen, and hold the blessings. He wants one that can take like a ship and proclaim the gospel, amen, throughout the whole world.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Your job may not be a preacher. Your job may not be a singer. Amen. But when you're in the workplace, you can testify.
Amen.
Amen. When God moves you to testify to somebody in the workplace or somebody in the school or whatever, I don't care if they tell you you can't talk about the Lord. You just go on ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, do what the Lord puts on your heart. Because we heard me the other night, I believe it was, it said it's better to obey God rather than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fear not the one that can destroy the body,
yeah,
but fear the one that can destroy the body and soul in heaven. Amen. God is able to supply our needs. He's able to deliver. Amen. We find ourselves in the furnace. You know what that happens to? Amen. Sometimes when we're put in the furnace, it's not that we're growing cold on the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we're being put through a test, a trial of our faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And that causes us to be stronger. You see, if the clay was always in that malleable state,
amen,
it really couldn't be used for the God for God, yeah, because it would be stuck. Hey, not being able to do anything.
Yeah.
Eventually, God wants to take that work that He's been molding and working in your life all these years. He wants to say, okay, now is the time. Hey, eventually God looked out on my life and He says, you know what? Hey, man, you've been a Christian, you've been a layman. Now it's time to get out on the battlefield and be a preacher. You've been singing for years and it's time for you to preach my word. Hey, man, that's when the fire started putting, the clay was put in the fire. Hey, and He wanted to know if I'd be able to stand, wanted to know if I could be able to harden up and be a Christian, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And I hope that I've been able to do that throughout my ministry. Still got a long way to go if the Lord tarries. Hey, but I still want to be a strong person in the Lord, a strong Christian. Amen. Where He can use me. He can use His word. Hey, plant it in this vessel so I can go out to other places. Hey, be able to transport that. That most precious cargo, the word of God, in the gospel of salvation. God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. God also talks about another vessel. There's many of them in the Bible. But He told Ananias to go down and talk to old Paul. Amen. In Acts chapter 9. We find that Paul was struck down on the road to Damascus, didn't even make it to his destination. A great light shone from heaven, and a voice that said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Lord, who is it? He said, it's me. I'm the one you're kicking against the pricks. I'm the one that you're talking bad about. I'm the one you're persecuting.
Amen.
Here comes God later on. Paul was blinded in his eyes. He couldn't see anything. He was led by the hand. They finally took him to Damascus and he had to sit there 3 days without sight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He was getting ready to work on the wheat. And he told Ananias in a vision. He said, arise and go to the street which is called Straight and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many this how this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. He said, Lord, are you sure? I mean, this is a man who is in this city where we're at right now, Damascus. He's got authority to take me and bind me and take me to prison. And the Lord said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. Amen. God had a vessel plan for Paul. He just thought he was living it up when he was an old Pharisee. When he became born again, the Lord could use that clay. It was melted once again. Amen. It was melted to where God could use it. He had got him at his lowest point. Amen. He struck him down and he said, you're going to be going for me. You're going to be my vessel. And I'll mold you and I'll use you.
Amen.
As I see fit. And we see that Paul endured all kinds of hardship and all kinds of, amen, of things in his life for the cause of Christ. Amen. But he said that the Lord had never forsaken him. Said the Lord was with him. We find that many times he was in prison or he was on the boat.
Yeah.
Hey, he would find the Lord coming to him. Amen. And tell him, be not afraid, be of good cheer.
Amen.
For I've got you to preach in other places as well.
Yeah.
I'm still working on the vessel, in other words.
Amen.
As long as we're living, if we obey the Lord, if we are malleable in the Lord's hand, he's willing to work with us.
Right.
A lot of times we don't understand why things go the way they do. We've tried everything we could. I like how Brother Terry put it the other night. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray, and God's waiting on you to make a move.
Yeah.
I learned that from Jerry a while back, many years back. He said, if the Lord tells you to do something, no wait, go for it. And I find that to be true. If you know it's the Lord, and you know it's the Lord. I mean, there ain't no mistaking. And you go for it, you'll find that the fruit is just on the other side, right for the picking. But amen, God can use us, wants to use us, if we'll just be malleable in His hands. And that means be able to be molded in His hands. He can take the vessel. We don't understand why. I'll get back to my point. We don't understand why things happen in our life. But God's a potter. He knows where the little speck is that's causing that wheel, amen, to miscue. He knows where that speck is that's causing a little groove in that pot or that vessel that's not doing right. And yes, it may hurt for a minute. It may hurt for a little while because guess what? It didn't say he plucked that little thing out. It said in verse 4 that he made it again, another vessel. You know what happens when you make another vessel? That clay, you got to just take it and pound it again like a big old dough ball. Get that thing working real good. Lord ain't afraid to get his hands dirty, amen. Amen. Reach that little my clay for my soul. I'm glad today. He ain't afraid to get his hands dirty. What about you? Amen. Are you ready to do what the Lord have you do? Are you wanting to be moldable? Are you wanting to say, Lord, God, just get down there and where the nitty gritty is, where the rubber meets the road. Hey, if you have to, just pound me down and use me and make me into that vessel that you want me to be. As we all stand today, I'm going to ask Lois if she would come get a song. We'll play on piano. And if you feel that way this evening, I don't know why God had me preach this message. But it's for somebody. If it ain't for nobody else, it's for me. I don't know about you, but I want to be a better vessel for the Lord. I want to be somebody that the Lord can take and that's not stiff-necked and stubborn like the house of Israel was. Amen. It's good to know that we have the Word here. We can look back and we can see, amen, the history of where God brought Israel from, how they rebelled, how they murmured and complained and were stiff-necked. Hey, how God is still able to use them and use us today. We'll just be moldable in His hands. Is there anybody that's got a need? Amen. To come and say, Lord, I want to be moldable by you. I want you to be able to use me as a vessel. I want you to help me grow. I want you to help me move up. If I have to, I want you to help me to start over again. Amen. I'm glad the Lord is the Lord to start over again. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad He loves us. Amen. He wants us to come and give our all to Him. And we have to start all over. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves back at square one. Hey, but I'm glad God is right there waiting for us.
Yeah.
If we'll just obey His voice.
Right.
Would there be anyone else coming?